Chris, how are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
Good to speak to you. Are we going to see both Graf and In Her Time on Saturday?
Yeah, I've accepted with both horses. Beautiful. And looking forward to seeing them take their place.
Gee whiz, Graf's one of the best three-year-olds last year. He was very, very unlucky in the Everest. If we didn't get a wet track, a lot of people say he would have been right in the firing line. How's he come back?
Yeah, really pleased with how he's come back. It's new ground for him now, going over 1,000 metres down the straight, of course. But he pleased last week in a jump out. Whatever he does, he'll certainly improve going forward to the new market. But I expect him to run well Saturday.
Have you worked In Her Time and Graf together?
They both had a jump out here at Newcastle. Wasn't a lot between them. In Her Time was probably a touch sharper just then, but he was she was a little bit more forward, where he's come on really well in the last fortnight. So I'd suggest there's not a lot between them come Saturday.
Over the flying 1,000 first up, what do you think is Graf's best distance?
I think he's a perfect 1,200 metre horse. I think early days, well, probably this time last year, we were going to stretch him out to a mile in Queensland. But I think he's just probably sharpened up as he's matured a touch, and physically he looks more a sprinting type too when you see him parade. So hopeful that he possibly gets the 1,400 next preparation, but I'd suggest this time around he'll be staying to the shorter trips.
He's only had the 6 starts, so do you think, from what he's shown early doors, has been on pure ability and he's now furnished into the real deal?
He has. He's still maturing mentally. He's still got a little bit to go from that perspective. He's a young colt and he can be a little bit playful, but he's a very nice horse and I think he'll run really well Saturday.
Do you think the three-year-olds that he was taking on, the sprinters, the Zeus Sains, Lean Mean Machines, we saw the three-year-olds or the two-year-olds coming through the Blue Diamond, will level up with the open-class sprinters?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a really good crop of three-year-olds that we've got this season. I expect them in the spring, and I think they'll certainly measure up to the older horses this autumn.
What's his plan post the Lightning? Would you have a crack at the Newmarket as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's providing he handles the straight. You know, he was fine in the trial, but you want to see him under race conditions. And if he's comfortable going down the straight, he'll go to the Newmarket.
And In Her Time, we know she's been a great mare for the stable over recent years. If you were going to line them up on Saturday, and if you were going to back one of them first up, who would you be on Saturday?
Oh, it's not a lot between them. Not a lot between them at all. I'd be loath to say either way. You know, I think she's proven at the highest level. She was very good down the straight last spring. She won a Galaxy first up 12 months ago. So she's very capable, fresh, and she's proven at the highest level. Whereas he's the three-year-old coming through. So where they meet on Saturday over 1,000 metres, it's a little foreign for both of them. Like most horses, a lot of horses in the race, so I couldn't really split them at the moment.
What about if you threw in another one of your stable mates, Brave Smash? How would he line up against them?
Yeah, well, you'd know just as much about him as I do, to be fair. But
he was good on Saturday.
He was really good, and you know he's probably ready now for another 1,400 metre race. So, but he's very capable of whatever you put him in.
So which way will he go? Because he's also entered in the new market. So will you keep him at the 7 furlongs?
He'll go to the Futurity. Last year, he freshened up. He went back to the new market off the back of the Futurity. But he's won a couple of group ones since then. So whether see what type of weight he gets, and it'll be discussed between Australian Bloodstock and Aquas Farm, which way we go with him after the Futurity.
And just on Graf and In Her Time, who rides on Saturday?
Graf will be Tommy Berry, and In Her Time, Corey Brown.
He's had such a good association with her. Gee, you've got so many good horses in the stable at the moment. Just before we look ahead, I just want to go back to Jem's Song on Saturday. What a performance that was. You must have been absolutely rapt.
Yeah, really good to see him come back. I think he was really comfortable on that ground. That said, there was no real pressure in the race and he was back in the field and had to go back to the inside, which was probably the inferior part of the track. He's bounced out of it really well and he'll be taking on probably better company again when he goes to the Hobartville in 2 weeks' time.
So the Hobartville into the Randwick Guineas, is that the plan?
That's the likely plan. He's got a nomination for the Australian Guineas as well, but I'd suggest you'll be staying in Sydney.
And what about Le Romain? I see he's entered on Saturday, but I believe you're going to dodge Winks?
Yeah, we've been down that path a couple of times. It's not as much fun as it sounds. He'll come down for this futurity the following Saturday.
Right, and you must be wrapped with the way he's going. He just always seems to come back well.
Yeah, he's going great. I think he's come back as good as he went out, and we're hopeful that we can get him into your all-star mile, but he's a fair way down the pecking order.
Now, what are you going to do, Rethat? How are you going to... Have you got a social media campaign? Anyone in there who can go on the
boats? No, we haven't really, so we're just probably going to be hopeful we make that wild card top four or whatever. So, anyway, what will be, will be.
Well, he's going to be one of the hardest to beat if he does get in there with the wildcard. You got a few other runners I want to ask you about as well. Miss Fabulous, we get to see her on Saturday. She was stiff in the flight stakes. She looks like she's got untapped potential.
She certainly has. You know, she can be her own worst enemy. Flight stakes was a perfect example of that. She just raced a bit fierce when she got exposed early in the race. So we'll be riding a pretty conservative there Saturday and give her a chance to hit the line, and she'll run very well. I think she's short enough in the early markets, but I think this run will set her up nicely for the surround stakes in 2 weeks' time. And we'll also have Eldorado Dreaming going a similar path. And she's come back in really good order. She's pretty bomb-proof, her racing style. She's back off the speed, but she's very strong late. And I think she'll race well in both events also.
And what would their major autumn targets be?
Well, the surround being now Group 1's terrific target early in their preparation, then probably go to a Coolmore Classic. And with these three-year-old fillies, you've just got to decide off a Coolmore whether they're ready to go to a Vinery over 2,000 metres or to be kept to the shorter events. So that'll probably be the fork in the road for them.
And do we get to see Invincible Gem on Saturday as well?
Yep. Yeah, she's on a mare's path towards a Coolmore Classic, but she'll resume Saturday.
And I know you've also taken over a couple of the other ex-weir horses from Australian Bloodstock. You've got Big Duke and Red Cardinal. What are their autumn targets going to be? Sydney Cup?
Yeah, they're in the Sydney Cup. They've turned up in terrific order. They had a gallop yesterday morning and very happy with their recovery in it. So they've come to us in great order, and they'll probably both resume Saturday week at Rosehill in the Parramatta Cup.
And we're looking forward to seeing Frankly Awesome today at the farm. One of the most exciting Frankles we've got here in Australia. How did she spell?
Really well. She had that three-run prep and went out. She had plenty of time to mature, and she's come back in I think, good order. She won first up last preparation at 1,400, albeit in a maiden, whereas she's stepping out in stronger company at 1,300 today in a race on paper that doesn't appear a great deal of tempo. So that could be against her, but either way, I think this race will set up nicely for her preparation. We're hopeful, if good enough, that she can get to an Oaks later in the autumn.
Well, you threw in the deep end last start Group 1 company, so you believe she's got that ability?
Yeah, I do. I think she's a filly. She's always shown us something, and we've always thought that we'd be able to stretch her out and trip. Probably just come a bit quick for a race like that, but she bounced out of it fine, and she's come back in good order.
All right, so what's your word to the punters today? Because you're getting 420 about the best horse ability was in that race. It's just whether she can produce it first up.
Yeah, I'd be watching the pattern of racing on the day, I would suggest they'll be coming down the outside like they were Saturday, so that will probably favour her. But just guarded the 1,300 there with a straight run. If they hold up to the corner, it'll probably play against her, but she'll certainly be strong late.
Good on you, Chris. Look forward to seeing her today, and can't wait to see Graf in her time on Saturday.
Thank you, Michael.